What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Melodies Kitchen, baby. She y'all down like it just y'all like that. I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is ROMI76 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby.
And check me out on Just a Touch of J Radio.
Y'all hear that?
This is Just a Touch of J.
What's up, y'all? What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining cause they need it, baby. Living your best life just doing what it is that you do. Well, listen, I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Yeah, I know what y'all out there doing. But you are listening to Just a Touch of J Radio. All you need is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of J. A touch of J. J.
Just a touch of J. Just a touch of J.
What you out there doing? This is Just a Touch of J, and you are listening to Just a Touch of J's Car Dimes. And mama got to drop a dime on you. Mama fine on you, about to drop a dime on you. Yeah, make sure you listen to this episode that's up next. It's called No God, No You. And no peace. Okay. Somebody out there don't got no peace. And mama got to show you how to get the peace back. Yeah. So make sure you listen to everything. Okay. Because the episode is up next. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. And I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on because they hate it, baby. Just living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes. Shout out to you, God. He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Okay? And there's a second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out here being so down and so wise, baby. Come on, y'all already know what it is, all right? Because y'all are out there listening to me. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So love, mama gotta drop a dime or you find on you. I got something else to say. Oh my gosh. And guess what, y'all? You know we're in a Love Doctor series, and you are listening to Just a Touch of J's Car Dimes. Yes! But I got to tell you something else first. It's the third thing. Yeah, y'all. Y'all know I tell y'all a third thing, man. I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me on three. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters. cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. You do. You need it. Yeah. So look, have y'all been going over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Y'all been checking it out. Mama been dropping them dimes on you. Mama fine on you. I've been dropping dimes on you. Yes. So much stuff I just been putting out there on social media. You know, just certain social medias. You know, I like doing that sometimes. But shout out to y'all the stories I've been seeing, y'all. Y'all been going crazy in my stories. I don't know. It's like this is the season where guys like pay attention to what's going on. Because now, normally I really don't. Speaking of, I got to say this real quick. What y'all had did on Spotify. Yeah, the other day, y'all is out here wilding out with the Just a Touch of J podcast and the Just a Touch of J mobile app. Okay, so first of all, let's just talk about Spotify alone. Okay, Spotify, like, y'all already got me in 90Ks or plays on Spotify. Like, y'all been rocking with me, okay? I received a payment from Spotify the other day in my bank account. And I was like, let me see what's going on since y'all over here and y'all spending money like that, okay? Like, wait a minute, where it come from? So I goes over there, you know, I checked the account. And I'm like, yo, wait a minute. It said like 58,000. In 30 days, like, impressions. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought it said 6,000 the other day. So I go to my photos, you know, because guys, like, pay attention to that. And I'm like, you know, let me go to my photos. I said, maybe with 60 or something, I ain't pay attention. But I said, it's never been like that in no 30 days. It'll only be like maybe 2,000, maybe the 8,000, somewhere around there. Okay, it don't be like that. So I'm like, this is it. You know what? Let me go ahead. Let me just check. You know, a lot of stuff been going on. So I said, you know, maybe I'm off. Okay. So I goes on over there. I skid on to the left. I look. I said, oh no. It was 6,000. Then I turned back around, and then it says 60. Thousand. I'm like, wait a minute, it just said 58,000, 60,000. It ain't even been like 5 minutes, right? So then I'm like, let me refresh this. Maybe it's me. I screenshot it because, you know, I'm like this. I'm like, maybe, you know, this is really happening. Okay, so I'm like, we screenshot it. So I got the evidence, the proof, right? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, you don't be knowing. So I'm like, okay, I can use the promotion. Let me see. So I go, I refresh it, and then I come back to it, and I'm like, yo, the thing says 62. So I said, yo, in 24 hours, it went from 6,000 to 62,000. I said, wait a minute, hold on, let me check my other stuff. Right, so I go over to YouTube and stuff. So I'm like, okay, this one right here was at 400,000 and 900 and some change. Like the other day, it was almost at 500,000. Then it had 1 or 2 500,000, and now it's over 500,000. So I'm like this, I'm screenshot. I say, yo, God, what is you doing, right? So then I say, okay, let me go to the regular Spotify. And I see the regular Spotify just plays, you know, and things like that. So I just start checking all over my social media. And I'm like, yo, y'all got the podcast popping like popcorn, baby. And shout out to y'all. So I've been putting videos and stuff like that out there for y'all so y'all can see how much love I got. Yeah, for you. Thank you so much. I love y'all. I'm so glad y'all getting God's word. Like, that's all it means to me. Like, for real. Like, seriously. Like, because, you know, look, I know how I was. And I was really, like, out here, like, messed up. You know, and some people be spitting that wisdom to you, and some people don't. And you always want somebody that went through something and just know where you coming from. And God was talking to me. Yeah, he was talking to me today. But before I go ahead, if you just coming over to the whole Just Attention J experience and you like, who this Lady J? I told you it's the third thing that I say, right? Hi, haters. Listen, I got to address them on everything that I do. The haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers, the people who just, you know, the ones that just be coming over trying to be nosy. Yeah, like they trying to be the peanut butter all up on your jelly sandwich. Yeah, like that type of stuff. Like they like, wait a minute, something's making noise, something. What's going on with her? What's going on with him? Wait a minute, she over there shining on him. That my girl over there shining on him. Is that my boy over there shining on him? They say stuff like that. But they really hate it, baby. They come on over trying to see what you got going on. Yeah, they be peeking. you know, in any way, they might come over to your crib, you know, to your house or something like that. Or if you're on social media, they might be up in your storage and trying, you know, you can just see all of a sudden, like, they doing all that to me. They always be doing that trickery to me. But see, I already peak game. God already told me, you know, don't mess with this one, don't mess with that one. But they be doing it to y'all too. Yeah, they start coming over because God be doing his Psalms 23 thing. Yeah, I got to tell you about this. When they start coming over, it's like they be peeking through the blinds like the cops is outside. Like they trying to watch the neighbors across the street. It be like that. When God do his Psalms 23 thing, okay, I will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Okay, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup's going to overflow. Blessed or blessed, like goodness and mercy going to follow you. Like he be out there putting their business out there for you. And they be like this. What's going on? So that's what he doing with me. Yeah, so now he like, look, I need you to go ahead and talk to my people. So I'm like, I gotta go ahead and do what I gotta do. Yeah, because I told y'all the other day what happened. Yeah, God be giving y'all words and stuff. He told me to come over here and talk to y'all about that yesterday. When God tell you something, because he said, it's a lot of people out there that he's trying to talk to, but y'all not listening because of yourself. You don't believe in you. So he said you had to understand that these things come up against everything that he tells you. Something comes up against it. Remember yesterday I told y'all that. Okay, let me get here. Let me backtrack real quick. Yesterday I told y'all that everything that God tells you is going to have opposition. Okay, so God tell you something like, listen, this is what you're going to do, right? You know what I'm saying? This is what I need you to do. This is what's going to happen, right? You like this. You like, okay. So then all these things come up against it, right? Because it's opposition, right? I told y'all to Google it. Resistance, hostility, disapproval, dislike, obstruction, like objection. All this stuff comes up against the thing that God just told you because he's God. And the enemy, no, they don't want them pieces out there. They don't want you to believe that God's telling you something. So you start saying, you know what? I don't know. Well, maybe not. Sometimes God will send you somebody to try to tell you to, and you'll oppose it because opposition has opposed in it. Okay. And then opposing it, that is disapproving it. Yeah, he said somebody's out there disapproving what he done told them. You know, and they had somebody else to tell them. So he said, listen, what happens is they're trying to prevent it. Okay, and they cause an argument. And what an argument is, it's just in the form of an appeal. Something to try to persuade. You know, think about court. You know, you in court, you know, come on, don't act like y'all ain't been in no court, nothing legal stuff. Okay, you form that appeal. You know, you trying to form an argument, or they trying to form an argument. You know, I oppose, I object. That type of thing comes up against whatever God's telling you. So that's what I had to say yesterday, right? So y'all got them pieces, okay? So today, I'm sitting here and I'm chilling. I do my thing, 4:30 in the morning, get up. Matter of fact, I was up at like 3-something this morning. Yeah, I was up at like 3-something this morning. I do my thing. Y'all know how I do. You know I work out, I do all that. Shout out to Justice Touch J's Fitness. Yeah, mama's so thick, y'all. Oh my God, I've been working out for a year. My body crazy. I can't wait to put it out there piece for you, y'all. I did, I put a little something. Just a tiny bit. Yeah, when I had told y'all about the yams. Yeah, I was like, them yams. And somebody said, them yams, them sweet potatoes, talking about my glutes. Child, mama been working. Yes, and I can't wait to show you all these videos of me working out and everything. I just put some stuff out. And I gave y'all the information for the Just a Touch of J mobile app, too. But wait, we got, y'all know, I just be putting shameless plugs out there. But let's get back to where we was at. So he started talking to me, right? After I'm doing everything that I'm doing, right? So I said, you know what? Let me go to Walmart real quick. Shout out to y'all who be at Walmart. Yeah, I love Walmart. Look, this is something crazy, right? Because a lot of times when I go in the store, like, people be knowing me now. Yeah, they be knowing me. I don't be wanting all that. You know, like, I just be like, oh. I like y'all and everything. Thank you for supporting me and stuff. But sometimes you just be wanting to get in and out. You know, and they be like, yo, can I get a picture or something like that? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, let me talk to you. And I just be like, okay, yeah. So, I've been having on my hat and my mask and stuff. And I just been, you know, in and out. So, I said, let me go ahead real quick. I can still go to Walmart by myself. You know, like, y'all don't be knowing. Sometimes that be like a little, you know, you got to just watch this stuff. Like, I always got to watch myself now. Yeah, so I know eventually I'm going to have to have somebody with me all the time. But right now, I can still go there. So I go to Walmart. Okay, look, do what I had to do. I'm in Walmart. I come out of Walmart. I said, you know what, real quick, let me check my email. I'm going to check my email in the morning because there's always something going on with my schedule. So I said, okay, let me check my email before I go ahead and go do the next thing I got to do, right? So God said, I need you to sit there. So I'm like, what I got to say for it? You know, I'm checking my email. He's like, I need you to sit there. I just need you to just listen to me for a minute. So I put my phone down. I'm like, oh, man, like, what? You know, because first of all, like, when daddy started talking to me, you know, because God, he politicked with us. You know, I told y'all how that he was talking to the girl, and the girl came up to me, and she was like, God told me to come tell you. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's confirmation right there, because some of y'all don't be believing that God be talking to you. And he don't talk to everybody who won't listen. He talk to the ones that listen. But anyway, look, listen to me. Okay, so he started talking to me. I'm like, oh, God, like, what I do? You know, I'm thinking I did something. I'm like, I done did something. Like, what I do? Because lately, child, listen, okay, things has been happening. So I'm like, what I do? So he like, you know, he ain't doing nothing. I just need you to just sit here for a second. How you feel? You know, God talks to me. Yeah, how you feel? And I'm like, you know, I feel good. I feel real peaceful. He said, you feel relaxed? I'm like, yeah, I do. He said, yeah, remember around this time of the year, you don't really be peaceful like that. I'm like, he said, because you know the histamine that's in your body. He said, when it starts going crazy, you start getting sick. Because y'all see, it's pollen and this stuff outside. You know, out here in the part of the United States, y'all listen to me everywhere. 150 different countries worldwide. Shout out to y'all. Yeah, out in Kenya. Yeah, in Vietnam. Yes, yes. Shout out to y'all. Y'all are so amazing. Oh, my God. In Madagascar. I always got to give y'all a shout out because y'all out there doing y'all thing. Just everybody. Love y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing out there. Love y'all so much. But, yeah, where I'm at, it's like pollen outside, y'all. And it just like, it messed with you a little bit. And if you have a histamine issue, pollen causes histamine. So it rises in your body. So sometimes you would have issues with eating and all type of stuff. And when I was really sick, like for the last few years, yeah, like 3 years, I was really messed up. Well, last year, not so bad. But the first like 2 years, I was messed up. Like I couldn't go outside. I would have to wait till it rained to wash it away. Because like once it gets really high in your body, it messes with your brain, it messes with everything else, and you can't function. And then your body starts to kind of shut down a little bit. You can get sick. So I'm like this. I'm like, you know, imagine how you feel when your allergies are bothering you. So imagine your allergies at its worst. That would be me times 10. Okay, so that was when I was at the 100 percentile range, you know, with the illness and all that and everything that was going on with it. But then God then healed me. So I got like 10% of the issues still now going on in my gut. Like I'm able to do all type of stuff, but sometimes it'll just mess with me. And you don't just take antihistamine pills. It don't work like that. You know, you have to actually make sure that your body is calm. Your vagus nerve, your gut, your stomach, all this stuff has to be calm. You can't be in a stressful situation. Peace. You got to be in peace. You got to be happy all the time. Yeah, you know, it's hard to be happy all the time. But you know what I mean? You got to have that sense of joy down on the inside of you. I got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Y'all know that one? Yeah, that gospel song. The little like Christian song we used to sing in Bible study. And what do they call it? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Sunday school. Yeah, got the joy in our heart today. Yeah, you got that joy on the inside and you just feel good about life. So that's how I feel. God was like, you feel real good, right? And I'm like, yeah. He said, see how much you've healed? And I'm like, yeah. He said, you got peace on you, right? And I'm like, yo. Like, yeah, hell be breaking loose everywhere, y'all, because I'm in the region. And God, I told y'all out there in the region, because y'all connected to me. So all type of hell, all type of stuff be breaking loose when you're in the region getting ready to get what God told you. Yeah, so all these things come up against it, right? So God is telling me, he's like, yeah, I need you to go talk to them about that, because they not in a state of peace. And he was like, you see how you feel? Somebody out there don't feel like that. So I'm like, wait a minute. There's a scripture that goes to this. Right? So I sit up there. I'm like, yo. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, God, wait. Because I had just told him. I was like, dang, I ain't read my Bible yesterday. Yesterday was Sunday. And I don't like not reading my Bible. We don't do that. So I was like, I ain't read my Bible. And I was just sitting. I was like, dang. So I said, you know what? I got it in the car. Right? So I'm like, what is the scripture? So I'm trying to figure out what the scripture is. And then God tells me, it's the one where I saw Satan, okay, fall down from heaven like lightning. And I was like, oh yes, I'm looking it up. And I'm like, I can't find out what is it. So I go to the wrong chapter. I'm like, okay, this ain't it. right? So now I'm like this. I'm like, okay, this is what I can do. I said, I could do this. I said, I'm going to Google it. So I said, Satan fall down. And it was Luke. And I said, oh, yeah, Luke 10. So I go to Luke 10 in my Bible. And I look it up. And he's a scripture right there talking about how God wants you to be in peace. And he tells you, like, when you go to the house and you go to somebody's house, you're supposed to have be in a peaceful state. If there's no peace, you got to leave. Because God didn't give us a spirit of fear, and the peace of God shall surpass all understanding. So fear is torture. Okay? That's torture. Look it up. So if you're fearing something, that means you're in torture about it with yourself. Yeah, you're coming against yourself about it because God didn't give you that. So you need to figure out what's going on. He gave you the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Right? So I'm like, you know what? You're right, right? So God, like, they ain't in peace. So he's like, the reason why they not in peace, because it's like they in the house where it ain't no peace. So he said, look at the scripture. So look, I looked up the scripture. So look, y'all, let me tell you, because I had to look it up on Bible Hub. Okay, H-U-B, and don't act like you don't know nothing about no Pornhub, because I know some of y'all out there know about that. So you know what it means and how it breaks it down. The same exact way. Yeah, I told you I used to be addicted to pornography. I just want to put that out there in pieces for you, just so that you know, yeah. Bible Hub, okay? So go to Bible Hub. It's going to give you all the different types of translations. Luke 10, chapter 6, right? So look, let me share this with you real quick. Let me get to it. I had to bring it up, y'all. I'm over here. I'm about to drop a dime on y'all. God, I'm about to drop a dime on y'all. Okay, hold on. Let me get to it. Oh, my God. It's so thorough. Right? This is what it says, right? All the versions, but I'm going to read the New International Version. If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return unto you. Right? So I'm like, okay, I need a better one. Hold on, right? Here it goes. I go down here, right? God's word translation, it says, your greeting will be rejected. Okay? So I'm like, okay, rejected. He said, yeah, they ain't going to have no peace. They're going to start rejecting everything that I told them. Because they not paying attention to me. That's what he said. All the opposition, everything is coming up. You know the enemy, he don't be wanting me to talk to y'all. All the opposition, everything is coming up, right? And it's causing you to be uneasy about it. So now you don't got no peace. And when you don't got no peace, your eyes ain't on him. Because your eyes are now on the fact that you have no peace. He said, I need you to go over here. I need you to talk to my babies. I need you to let somebody know, yo, they in the wrong place. So look, so this is what else it says, right? Because he's telling you this. This is what he's telling you. He said, I need you to let them know they don't have no peace because they in the wrong place. So he said, go back to the scripture before that. And he said, read it all the way through to the next scripture until you get there. I'll let you know when you get there. So I said, okay, because he will let you know. He told Abraham, go to a place called there. And when you get there, I'll let you know that you're there. That's how God do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't in control of this thing. He in control of it. And you got to have that type of baby faith. You got to have that faith to believe. And that's how you be out here winning like me. But anyway, let me go ahead and skip back on to Luke 10, 5. We in Bible Hub, right? That's what it says, right? New International Version. When you enter a house, first say, peace be to this house. So remember, your house is your body, your temple. Anybody that's coming close to that, they need to bring you peace. That's what he said. He said, you got to let them know that their body is not in peace because they putting people around them or inside their body and things like that. Yeah, they don't have no peace. So that's why they don't have no peace. So I said, okay, all right, okay. He said, peace be still unto you, right? So then if someone who promotes peace is there. So when you go to the house or you let somebody around you, your house, your temple, if someone promotes peace is there, your peace will rest upon them. But if it doesn't, it's going to reject it because there's no peace there. He gives us the peace of life that surpasses all understanding. Go look it up. He don't give us fear. He don't give us torture. He don't give us none of that. He said, I come so you'll have life more abundantly. Yeah, so if there is no peace there, okay, then you ain't supposed to be there. But he tells you, though. He said, but if it is peace, stay there. Yeah. eat, drink, whatever they give you at this house. Yeah, that's what he's telling you. If your peace is there, then you good. But if your peace ain't there, you ain't good. And he said, I just need you to go tell them that. They out here, they tripping. He said, somebody is out there. Some of y'all out there going through something where you tripping. And you trying to figure out, like, what's going on. It's this simple, right? God told you something, right? You don't want to go ahead and believe it. You start coming up against yourself. You put a wall up around everything. And that wall is even keeping God out. Yeah. So now you all got no peace. Because this word that he gave you had all this resistance, hostility, disapproval. All this stuff is going to come up against what God told you anyway. But you not being thorough and wise out here. You a little messed up. Yeah, you messed up and now you don't got no peace. And he said, you need to look at your current situation, your relationships, the people you're around, your job, everything. If it's not bringing you peace, that's not what God gave you. Because he said, I come that you'll have life and have it life more abundantly. Now, let me put my brakes because I don't want you to be thinking like, you know, wait a minute. Come on now. Everything ain't going to be just peachy and creamy, but peace. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Please go look up that scripture. Peace. The Bible tells you men have issues when I'm talking about a man, a woman, men, you know, just us on this earth, earthly human beings. But mainly men, they don't have peace because they have no place to rest their head. Birds of the air have nests, but the man of God, they don't have no peace because they don't got nowhere to rest their head. Go look it up. So he's letting you know, he's trying to tell you that, yo, if you don't have no peace in the current situation that you're in right now, it's because he's not there. Because you're not listening to him. I told y'all yesterday that he said, you're going to have to go back and do it again. Yeah, because you didn't do it right the first time. Yeah, he's putting you in a situation, but what you're doing, I told you on the other one too. Yeah, you've arrived. You remember that one? Yeah, I told y'all that. I said, look, you've arrived, but now God is like, he like tests us sometimes to see if we learned from the last mistake. And he puts you in the same kind of situation, but you doing it again the same way you used to do it. You got to remember, yo, you have to be changed by now. God's done some changing inside of you. You got to deal with that thing differently. You can't deal with it the same way you've been dealing with it, or you're not going to have no peace. So I don't know who this is for, but he said, yo, whatever situation you are currently in, if you're in a house, you're in a situation, I don't know what it is, but if you don't got no peace, he said, let them know I'm not up in that. And he's telling you that you are only supposed to stay in the house and stay around the things that bring you peace. Look it up. Luke 10. And that's it, baby. I just had to come over here and drop a dime on you with that. That's all. You out here and you trying to figure out why your life is hectic. That's why it is. Because it ain't no peace. You don't have no peace. You don't have no rest. And this is the end of it. This is what he said. He said, thank you, Holy Spirit. He said, you don't have no peace and no rest. So now you can't keep your eyes on him. Yeah, because now you're focused on the situation. Woo, child, oh my God. God put you in a situation that's going to give you peace and rest. But there's another situation that's bringing you no peace and rest. So now you're focused on the peace and rest, unpeaceful situation. Instead of the peaceful situation. Come on, man. Y'all know y'all be out there doing that. Yeah. Yeah. Something real peaceful, real calm, real cool. Just something amazing. You know, the God to bless you with. Yeah. You know, and then you got something that's not peaceful. You know, anything could be going on. You know, the house, you know, something with the house, something with the kids. These things that make you restless, that make you worry. You know, all that type of stuff. It ain't bringing you no type of peace. You know, that situation. You start focusing on that. It's like it's making noise. It's like the enemy. It's a distraction. He like this. Pay attention to me. I don't want you to believe what God said. I don't want you to have no peace. Pay attention to this right now. All this hell is breaking loose. So you start shifting your focus all over to the baby that's crying. because the baby wants something. I want my way. You know, so you go over to the baby that's crying instead of trying to be at peace. Yeah, focusing on the peaceful thing that God gave you. Yeah, so he said, I need you to come on over here. I need you to tell him because they all messed up. You know, so I don't know what he's going to have me tell you tomorrow, but I didn't already. I tried. I told you arrived. I told you he was in the region. I'm telling you everything that he told me to tell y'all. He said, I need you to go tell them. They ain't peaceful like you. Yo, I can't wait for y'all to get the book. I can't wait for y'all to watch the movie. I can't wait for you to see the TV show. I can't wait for you to see the play. I just cannot wait for you to get everything for the recipes for God's glory. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And, child, he don't never want me to talk to y'all. Hold on. Maybe if I sip on some of this. Y'all like when I be sipping on that stuff? Some apple juice. Ain't nothing like some cold apple juice. Hold on. I can't even sip on it. Hold on. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby? But yeah, that peace, okay? He don't want you to have that type of peace. And he over here messing me up, so I don't tell you about it. But when you don't have that peace, you be messed up, okay? Just understand it. You got to be able to have it. It got to be resonating in you. And if you got something going on and it's not bringing you that and you focus on all the wrong things, like I said, the baby that's crying and all this other type of stuff, all the distractions. Yeah, because they're set to distract you so you don't focus on the peace. God's trying to shift you somewhere. And like I told you, he told me to tell y'all the other day, some of y'all out there scared, y'all not believing it. Y'all putting this wall up, y'all like tripping out. Because it's back again. The same situation. He's trying to take this voice out. The same situation. He don't want me to tell y'all. It's back again. You got to get this. I can't wait for y'all to get my story and stuff so you can understand where I came from. I used to really be out there lost doing all type of stuff. Y'all going to get this truth. This truth going to set y'all free. I told you that series is coming. Yeah, because I used to be doing all type. I'm going to tell y'all everything I used to be doing. All type of stuff. Yeah, lying, all type of crazy stuff. Little stories and stuff, because I really want you to see how God can transform somebody and change somebody's life around. Some of y'all out here, y'all don't be believing in stuff. And God said, you know what? You ready? I said, yeah, I'm ready. He said, I'm about to make your name great. I'm not shocked that it's over 500 million. Not 500. It's going to be over 500 million. Mark my word. Yeah, that it said over 500,000. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff. I'm not shocked about none of that. I'm not shocked about nothing. And y'all been so thorough over at thisisjustatouchofj.com. Yeah, yeah. Y'all been so thorough over there with the waist shapers. I gave y'all 13 new waist shapers. Yeah, 5 for guys. Tell it fit to him. His fit, you know. And then y'all got Jay's fit. And then y'all got Jay's fit slim thick. Oh, the 100-piece clothing line. Oh, y'all. And then y'all got my cannabis papers. All you need is just a touch of the J. Yeah, yeah. We got Bungie. The new papers is coming out. All type of stuff. You know. Yeah, because I be believing it. I'm in a state of peace. When you got peace, you can hear from God. Yeah, you believe God. Yeah, you know that God be talking to you. You know you that thorough where he be actually talking to you. It's crazy how my other phone be ringing when I be saying certain stuff to y'all. Did y'all hear it in the background the other day? It was like, ding. Child, these businesses. Child, this stuff I got going on. But, you just get, you know, things be happening. Yeah, because you start trusting him and all that type of stuff. And he just like, I guess he's just trying to get somebody to trust him. I don't know what y'all got going on. I swear I don't. I'm just being obedient. Like the girl was when she came up to me in the locker room. Child, I sit back sometimes. I think about that story and I'll just be like, wow. like, wow. She was like, Jesus loves you. He wanted me to come tell you. He kept pointing me out. He kept pointing you out to me saying, go tell her. And she said, I just had to be obedient. I had to come tell you that everything's going to be okay. He said, everything will be okay. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I know. I was just talking to him. She like, me too. I'm like, yo. See, he talked to people that be listening. Yep. And he'll give you a word. He'll get somebody a word to come tell you. But you know, when all this stuff be coming up, disapprovals, this all this stuff that comes up against what he told you, then you want to start doubting. Then you want to try to play big girl and play big boy, okay? And you gonna start taking matters into your old hands and thinking you in control and stuff. And he like, look, I done put you in this situation again. I done allowed this to happen again. And you think that you're going to control this? Then he gotta show you who he is. And I'm like this. I'm gonna think like, oh my God, like no. Cause I already know I used to be doing stuff like that. I used to have a control problem. Yeah, and I always want to try to control stuff. And he's like, no, I run this. Yeah, so now this is what I do. I let him control everything. I'll be like, oh, that's what happened. All right, God, you got that. Like, I don't be playing around. God took me through something. And I told y'all, make sure y'all go over to thisisjustatouchofj.com too. And check out his undies and her undies, because they're going to be out there. Yeah, they're going to be out there. Yeah, I got the box of Reese for the guys. It just made me think about it. Yeah. Yeah, I was sitting up here thinking about how thorough I am. You know, sometimes God be like, you're so thorough. And I was like, dang, I got a whole underwear line. And then we also got, yeah, Just a Touch of J's undies. They like my, it's my intimate apparel. Yeah. Woo! It's what I like to wear. Yeah, so y'all ladies, y'all get to get that and everything too. But anyway, let me skip back on over there. When you throw him wise, he just be doing this stuff like that. Yeah, when you start trusting him. He wants you to trust him. But he like, look, you ain't listening, okay? And he wants you to listen. He wants you to listen. And he like, look, I'm going to have to show you who I am, because you over here trying to play me. Y'all can't play God, okay? So please, just know everything's going to be okay. Please believe what he's telling you. Just think, like, this is my thing, okay? I ain't no here trying to convert nobody. If you want to do whatever it is you want to do and your belief is your belief, no, see, that the thing ringing. The thing is ringing. It's letting you know I'm telling you the truth. I ain't trying to convert you, change your name. I'm just saying this. What if I'm right? Yo, and you don't believe it. Yo, who's like that? That's not on me. That's a scripture. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's all in the Bible. And it talks about, I got to figure out what it is. And when it is, I'm going to tell y'all on the next one. It talks about how you're supposed to hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and do what's right in his sight, right? And all this way, you got to keep his commandments, right? He's telling you to do certain stuff. And when he tells you this, he might tell you to go tell someone something. This is what it says in the Bible. Go tell them this. And it tells you that if you do it, then you might save a brethren. But if they don't listen, it's not your fault. But if you don't tell them, then it's going to be on you, because you didn't even think about doing it. Remember Moses, they will not believe me. So sometimes God has somebody come give you a word, and yo, you're basically condemning yourself now, because now you're turned against the word that God gave you. Yeah, you turned against it, and then you start thinking that you're more powerful than this word that God gave you. You know, because your fears and all this opposition, all this stuff comes up against it, and you put this wall up that you can't even tell. You know what I mean? Right from wrong, from gold plated. You in situations, and God's like, yo, go tell them. They don't got no peace now. Now they don't even got no peace, because they keep putting themselves in these situations. And I keep trying to show them that they just got to handle it differently. I'm bringing it back around again to them, but they keep running from it. They don't want to face the responsibility. And now you all the way to the part where you don't got no peace. All right, so look, he said, you got a good head. You got to do this thing, because it's just going to get worse and worse. I said, look, our boy, I'm trying to talk to you. Look, I ain't going to be the one that's at fault. Nah, I got to come over here. I got to drop a dime on you, baby. You believe it or you don't believe it. But you might want to pay attention to it, because I'm out here winning. You see the shine. You see what God's doing. You know what I mean? You already know. You can't even deny it. You got to be like, yo. Make sure y'all listen to Justin Touch of J's radio after this. Shameless plug. But yeah, I've been making music for y'all for quite a while now. So now I'm putting it out there. God said it's time. So I'll just be dropping little pieces on y'all. Make sure y'all check that out. Yeah, because I got something, so it's called You Should Believe in Christ by Now. Yeah, make sure y'all checking that out. Yeah, listen to that. It's going to be played next. All right, so look, I'm up out of here. That was the message for the day. Let me see what I do with the time. Child, I don't even know how long I've been doing it. I'm supposed to be doing this in like 20 minutes at the most. Let me see. Oh, 36. Not so bad. It just seems like it keep going up. I don't know. God just be bringing me stuff, and I just gotta be obedient. You know, and I told y'all, sometimes I might come on here and just be like, hey, I just wanna tell y'all I love y'all. And other times, look, I just gotta keep going till he tell me. Like, it's done. Because I gotta put it out there in peace for y'all. I love y'all. You know, we don't do a quick recap with the Cora stuff. You're listening to Justin Such a J's Cora Dimes. Make sure you listen to the songs and all that. And just hear everything. And I'll be back when God got something else to say to y'all. Alright? Y'all have an amazing day. Okay, wait. We gotta do this. It's 10:02 a.m. on Monday, the 29th of April. I told y'all, for some reason, I got to put a time stamp on all this stuff. So, Mama has been making love in V's Kitchen. I didn't talk about that. I have. You know I'm thick. I've been working out. You know, Justin Touch J's Fitness. Thank you for the Justin Touch J mobile app. Y'all been having that trending. Y'all, number one, it was high. My app been number one for quite a bit in the app store. And then we got the Justin Touch J Fitness app. I got that. Yeah, for y'all too. And go up in my link tree in my bios and you can sign up and you'll get stuff like that. It's a Christian based, yo, it's so dope, fitness app. Y'all get recipes from God and all this stuff. Like, it's just amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. You'll get devotionals and just everything that help you through the day. You know, Bible, all, everything. It's just going to be so dope. Okay, so finally. Okay, so make sure you go ahead and check that out. And what else? There's so much. There's just so much. But you know, I'll put it out there in peace for you, baby. Look it on social media, okay? I love y'all. Have an amazing day. Oh my gosh, I had to come back on here and tell you all this. I'm so sorry. I was like buying everything. I'm sitting here just thinking, right? Because I'm like, yo, that was crazy, God, how you brought that to me. And I turn and I look at my Bible. Remember I was telling y'all how a guy has no place to rest his head? It was open in my freaking Bible, highlighted and everything. Remember I was reading y'all Luke chapter 10, 6, 5, 6, 7. I was reading y'all that. That's where the scripture was at about how you have to have peace. In Luke chapter 9, which is right above everything that I was reading you, this is what it says. This is that scripture that I was telling y'all about. It said, and Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Remember I was telling y'all how guys don't have nowhere to lay their head, like the Son of Man, like us. Sometimes we so messed up, we're not in a state of peace because we have no place to rest our head. We're not in a peaceful place to rest our head. Yeah, and that's what he's saying. So I was like, oh my gosh. And God was like, yeah, there it go right there. They don't have no rest. I need you to go back on there and tell them. And I'm like this. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta go back. He like, yeah, you gotta go back and finish this one up. Yeah, y'all don't have that. Yeah, no place. No peace. Because you don't have no place to rest your head. You know, the place where you could be you. Yeah, where you could be you. You know how I be telling y'all, I come on here and I talk to y'all and I be like, I can't wait for y'all to get the book and this and that so y'all can know my testimony, where I came from. When you got a piece of God over your life like that, you don't mind telling people how messed up you was, because you want them to be free too. Yeah, you be like, yo, I want them to be free. Like, because you know that God has done something with you. And this is what he said too. He said, I don't know who not listening. Okay, but he said, I had to come back on and let you know that you having a problem because you're not listening to him. This is what he's talking about. He said, okay, Holy Spirit, listen, y'all. He said, he keeps trying to talk to you, okay, but you're not hearing him. Like, y'all know how I tell y'all all the time, I'll be like this. Shout out to y'all who talking to God in public, because you know he be talking to y'all. So you know God be talking to you, so you be talking to him back in public. Yeah, I always say stuff like that, because God will talk to you if you listen. You know, sometimes y'all, let me say it like this. I'm trying to break this thing down and put it out there in pieces for you. Sometimes people are like, I told you, clown you. God wants me to let you know that. Okay, they will look at you like you're strange because you say God told me something. Okay, and this is what God said. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said this. He said, You got to understand, you got a relationship with him. Y'all, if you're in a relationship and you don't talk to one another, that's not a relationship. That's one-sided. There's reciprocity in the relationship. You understand what I'm saying? There's reciprocity. There's good times, there's bad times, but it's peace. But there's reciprocity. There's give and there's take. You understand each other. You have conversations. You understand what I'm saying? So if you're not in a relationship with God, maybe that's why he's not talking to you. That's what he said. He said, I need you to go back on there and let them know this, that I'm not talking to them because they're not in a relationship with me. Your personal relationship. It ain't about church and all this other type of stuff. Your personal relationship. You don't even talk to me. You don't even believe me. You don't even believe me when I try to talk to you. When I send people to you, you don't even believe that. You got a wall up about everything. You don't trust nothing that I say. You know, and now you wonder why you don't got no peace. And I was sitting here and I turned and I seen my Bible. And it said, and Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And I was like, wow. And this scripture right here, God gave it to me probably, I think, about this time, right before I had got ill years ago. I'm telling you, I can't make this up because I said it to somebody. And they said, what does that mean? And then I broke it down to them. This is what this means. And then I went on about my day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I know this. So I'm like, wow. And I always put the dates and the times and stuff. But this is like a newer Bible. Yeah, I got a Bible not too long ago. Then like the last like year. So I believe that probably was in another Bible when God gave it to me. But yeah, sometimes, you know, listen. You got to question that whole type of behavior. You want to know why you out here all messed up? Like, God keep trying to talk to you, but you don't want to believe him. That you want to question other people because, you know, they God be talking to them because they got a personal relationship with them. Like, something wrong with them. Y'all, please don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Because I promised you I was sitting here. And God said, I need you to go back on there real quick and tell them something. Like, they the one that don't got no personal relationship with me. They the one that don't believe me when I tell them something. I'm trying to give them life more abundantly, the peace, and now they want to know why they all messed up out here in an unpeaceful situation. Yeah. So look, that was it. That's all I had to come over here to do and tell you that. I mean, for those of y'all out there who be talking to God and God be talking to you, keep having your personal relationship with him, because your life is going to be thorough and wise. You ain't never going to have all these crazy issues. And if you do have something, you're going to understand it's because God is taking you to the next place. This is supposed to help you. Remember, I told you yesterday, all things work together for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Those he foreknew, he predestined. Trust me, I know my Bible. You know, go look it up. I always tell you, go look it up, so that way you can know where it came from. But, yeah, then there's some of y'all out there just don't want to, you know. But you can't be mad at your current situation. You can't be mad at your life keep going back around in circles. You can't be mad that you ain't getting from one thing to the next. That you keep handling stuff the same way you've been doing. That you're not growing. Like, that's on you. Yeah, that's on you. Because it's so crazy. Because everything I just told y'all, everything I've been telling you, Sarah Jakes Roberts just preached on it yesterday. And I was like, this, what? And that's when my podcast was going up. You took me from 6,000 to 60K over that. Like, that's like, huh? It wasn't in 24 hours. Like, I mean, I'm trying to tell you, God trying to talk to y'all. Yeah, he wants you to listen. Please listen. Please hear what I'm saying. Because again, I'm going to say it one more time. What if I'm right and you wrong? You feel where I'm coming from? Like, yo, you always got to know that it's two sides to everything. You can't be real all in control with yourself trying to think you know everything. Because sometimes you don't. You know what I'm saying? I could be wrong. What if I'm wrong and I'm in disbelief? Right? And I'm out here saying all this stuff to you, right? And it's just miracles just be happening to me. The podcast is doing what it's doing. You know, all that stuff. Let's just say it's all wrong. Then I'm wrong. Cool. But what if I'm right? That means you wrong. You know what I'm saying? And that means something ain't right with your life. Yeah, that means you things ain't together for you. And God got you over here. You know, because you're doing that Psalm 23 thing. And he got you listening. He using whatever he got to use to get you to come over here. And you like, damn, that kind of line up. I suggest you pay attention. Yeah, so you could be living dull and wise like me, baby. Having the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Your body going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll be working out with you and the app and stuff, giving you guys glory. You love me. You're going to be eating good, rest in peace with God. You're going to get all that good stuff. Yeah, you get the undies. You know, Just a Touch of Jay's undies. And you get his fit, tell a fit to you. My fit, slim, thick, Jay's fit. You know, tell a fit. You get all that. You know what I'm saying? You get all the goodness, all the business. Yeah, that God's trying to give to you because he love you. I keep trying to tell you, listen, he love you so much that he's sending me. Like, look, okay, y'all already know I used to have a girlfriend and a boyfriend. Like, yo, like, yes, all right, I see nothing wrong with no trickery. I was doing cheating and all type of stuff. Yeah, I had a boyfriend thing, 10 boyfriends. I love 10 different ways. You like, you know, some I love, some I didn't. You know, I was addicted to sex, like all type of stuff. Yeah, I was messing with women. He using me to come tell you this. How amazing he is. How he saved my life and how he cleaned me up. If he using me and you know me and you still don't believe that, you might be against more than yourself. You might be against God. Yeah, what has happened that you just totally against that? You know, because I don't know. He keep getting me come on and talk to you, so I'm just being obedient. But anyway, like I said, look, this is Just Touch That, baby. He had me come back, tell you that real quick. He said, you got 10 minutes. I'm at 947.9. Whatever tell y'all. I don't even know. Whatever tell y'all. You know what I'm going to say, y'all? I love y'all. Jesus loves you too. And just make sure you keep being done and wise. I'm out of here. I love my babies. It's 10:30. Monday, April 29th. Bye. What's up, y'all? This is Just a Touch of Jay, man. And I was sitting here thinking. And you know what I said? I said, you know what, God? God's been blessing me in front of you for many years. Yeah, he been blessing me in front of y'all for many years. I mean, blessings on blessings. Astonishment, man. Look, achievements, success, and fame. I mean, I'm always winning. Through sickness and in health. Just testimony after testimony. Through trials and tribulations. I'm a real live walking miracle. You should believe in Christ by now. Yeah, real talk. I was sitting here and I was talking to myself and self was talking to me. And I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and politic with God. And you know, God said, come tell y'all. You should believe in Christ by now. And if you don't, you might want to question why not. Oh my gosh. Listen, y'all. Go check out my 13 new waist trainers in my online store. This is Just a Touch of Jay. .com, because this is Just a Touch of Jay, baby. Y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go check that. Oh my gosh, y'all gonna be like this. She's so thorough and wise. Yeah, go over to this is Just a Touch of Jay.com and check out all them pieces. Yeah, we got Taylor Fit Jay's fit over there. Yeah, his fit and my fit. I'll be back talking to y'all. I love my babies. Make sure y'all have a good one, alright? Yeah, make sure y'all check them out. 13 new waist trainers for y'all. Yeah, mama just putting it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Smooches. I love my babies. Bye-bye. Hold on, y'all. Check this out, too. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all, man? This is Just a Touch of Jay.
What y'all out there doing?
What y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate a baby? Just living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do.
On my Just a Touch of Jay podcast, baby.
Y'all know I just had to come on here and tell y'all thank you.
For the 6,000
plays
via Spotify.
Yeah, man. Out there shining on them, man, and they hating it, baby. Cause y'all out there
doing what it is that you do.
I love y'all. I just wanted to come on here and tell y'all thank you.
I see you, baby.
Doing what it is that you do.
This is Just a Touch of Jay.
love y'all. Make sure y'all checking out that boyfriend thing too. Oh my gosh, this thing gonna be hit. You dropped dimes on y'all.
Thank you for listening
y'all
to the Just Such a J podcast, man.
I love my babies.
Slim Thick J's Fit.
Keep doing what it is. Doing what it is that you do.
I like the mic, you can call it.
Wait a minute. I gotta tell y'all thank you.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate a baby? Just living your best life? Yeah, doing what it is that you do. Well, listen, man, I had to come on here and I just wanted to tell y'all thank you. Yeah, for making the Just a Touch of J mobile app of the day again. And did y'all hear about my second Just a Touch of J app? Yeah, it's called the Just a Touch of J fitness app. Make sure y'all are checking that out up in my link tree and my bios. Make sure y'all sign up for that. Mama gonna drop a dime on you. Thank you for the 500,000, yeah, impressions on my Just a Touch of J podcast page on YouTube and the 90K plays that y'all gave me on Spotify for my Just a Touch of J podcast. Man, I don't know what y'all out there doing, but I love y'all and I just wanted to tell y'all thank you. Yeah, Mama about to drop a dime on y'all. I got them pieces for you, baby.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J.
Y'all hear that?
Pieces for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? So, y'all, what y'all out there doing? Listen, right? So, remember when I told y'all that I was going to give y'all, you know, a little tribute to Nas? You know, he came out with his new album, and it was definitely thrilling wise. But
I decided to do a little throwback thing for them. Yeah, I wanted to throw it back. You know, everybody's always coming out with all this new stuff. I'm like, you know what? This is just a touch of J, man. I got to put this out there in pieces for y'all. So I said, you know what? Let me go ahead, throw this thing back. I want y'all to check it out. Listen, all right? It's up next. This is just a touch of J. I got to throw this thing back with the truth.
Man, what y'all want me to say? I got to give a shout out to my man Nas.
I told y'all this thing was coming. Man, you might as well hate me now.
Football season has returned.
It's been a long time coming. It's life or death with me now. There's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am.
Feel me? You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me now,
come on,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now, you can hate me now.
Do it now, do it now, do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, chickens, honeys that swollen, the richest. Nas get in ya, most critically acclaimed Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator. My style's greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators ringside try, watching my paper. Almost a decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's for this rap stuff that I stand for. Expanding more to the big screen, Bill Gates dreams. But it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last. Like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum plaque back to the projects. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power, I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now,
I won't stop,
but I won't stop now.
I can't stop,
cause I can't stop now.
You can
now
hate me.
You can hate me now.
Do it
I hate
now
you too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on. Come on,
cause I can't stop now.
Come on,
you can hate me now.
Do it now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now. I told you, do it now.
This is just a touch of J. Y'all like it when I do it like that? I woke up this morning like.
Yourself.
Yo, I'm living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You from the hood, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You want beef, hope ya.
Got yourself.
And when I see you, I'ma take what I want, so you try to front, hope ya.
Got yourself.
You ain't real, hope ya.
Oh man, I know y'all ready for this one. Steady, are you ready? Oh my gosh, y'all like that? Y'all know I'm about to put this out there in pieces for you, right? I mean, I know y'all know what's going on, right? Come on, man. Didn't I tell y'all this is just a touch of J? Man, y'all better stop acting like y'all don't know what I'm doing.
What's going down?
Oh my gosh, y'all gotta check this one out.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ready for this one?
I attract express through song. Delete stress like Motrin, then extend strong. I drink my wet with Medusa, give us shotguns in hell. From the split that I lived in hell, it ain't hard to tell.
Y'all know it ain't hard to tell when nothing that I got going
nothing,
on.
Nothing, man. Nothing.
Just such a J. Y'all already know I put this out there in pieces for you, right?
Ooh, yeah, baby. That's that joint right there. Ooh.
Jay.
Come on.
Yeah. Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot. Make it pop.
Chihuahua, bang, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, you really, really, really work my body. You really, really, really turn me out. You really, really, really got the goodness. You really, really made me scream and shout. You really taught me how to work my body. You really taught me how to go down south. You really, really try to hurt me, hurt.
Yeah, gangsta. How did you drop a bomb on them like flex? Man, y'all know how I feel when I wake up in the morning. I honestly feel like, man, this is just a touch of Jay.
Jay.
And I will not lose.
Jay-Z. What's up, niggas? Hey, yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You?
You?
What?
What's, Jay-Z.
What's up? Been on my... Nigga, you love my style, nigga. You not the king.
Jay-Z.
Mess with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pot, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, West, North, South, floor style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can I be garbage? At your college, at the side of your dome, come out of my throne. I got this lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, Sophie fame, kept my name in his music. Check it.
I mess with your soul like ether. Beat you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Wait a minute. I did prove that you lost already. Okay, I did. All right. But have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Have y'all downloaded the Just a Touch of J app? Matter of fact, have y'all listened to the Just a Touch of J podcast? And I know y'all out there, you know, checking out my marijuana papers called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Yeah, yeah. I try to put that out there in pieces for you, right? Also, have y'all checked out Lady? Okay, y'all hear that? Have y'all checked out the Just a Touch of J fitness line? Man, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all check it out. Man, listen to the next song too. Alright? It's up next.
You know, I still run with that blood of a slave balling in my veins. It's just hot until a nigga can't take it no more. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Turn my voice up. Ayo, the brother's still matic. I crawled up out of that grave, wiping the dirt, cleaning my shirt. They thought I'd make another illmatic. But it's always forward, I'm moving. Never back with stupid. Here's another classic. C notes is falling from the sky.
Y'all hear that?
Oh, man.
By now the credits rolling, starring Nas, executive poet. Produced, directed by the kids / Escobar. Narration describes the lives of lost tribes in the ghetto trying to survive. The feature opens with this young black child. Fingers scratched, cigarette burns on the sofa. Turning the TV down while Mary Jane girls. 45s playing, soft in the background. Food from C-Towns, mornings was passed round. Stepped over dope fiends, walking out the door. All of us poor. I learned the difference between the snitches, the real ones, and who's soft, and the murderous, hungriest crews. People jumping from roofs, shotguns pumping. Made it through my youth, walking very thin lines. Ages 7 and 9, that's the age I was on my album cover. This is the rebirth. I know the streets thirst water like Moses. Walking through the hot desert, searching to be free. This is my ending and my new beginning. Nostalgia, alpha and omega places. It's like a glitch in the matrix. I seen it all, did it all. Most of y'all are pop for a minute, spit a sentence, then game and get rid of y'all. Y'all got there, but y'all ain't get it all. I want my style back. Hate the C-Shot plan, it's the rap repo man. To them double up hustlers, bitters, niggas who real. Professional, stick up kids, dreaming for meals. Let my words guide you, get inside you. From crypt to pyros, this is survival.
Survival, yeah, man.
What's my name?
J-U-S-T-A-T-O-U-C-H-O-F.
underscore a letter J.
J.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. The girl who fly and talk so nicely, put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the tea, this is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you wish with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town. Yeah, I been that. You know I where you and your men's at. Through the smurf, through the WAP baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringin' 88 back.
Y'all know I'm giving y'all that business, right?
Jay. Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My lobs again lit up the trunk of the car, we got the. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your mans to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulances. Knock a pimp's drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up.
Oh my gosh, I'm killing y'all with this. This is just a touch of J, man. I put this out to your pieces for you.
Let the music diffuse all attention. Ball up convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the kept. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my face. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at?
Did I tell y'all to go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen? Huh? It's where I do my food thing. Yeah, and y'all got the Just a Touch of J podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, y'all so thorough and wise. Yeah, but anyway, look, let's get back to Nas, man, cause they shooting.
Yo, my mood is real rude. I'll you out, show you what's do. Mobsters don't box my. Obliges. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Punch said, you ain't even in me classa. Maybach, Benz, backseat, TV, plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do. Make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how to this. Females who's the sexiest is always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, this a don you with. My non-spit, jigging blues consciousness.
Now let me end this right. Cause all I need is one mic.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here. It's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip would probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs, like Osiris and Isis, parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up. The cop
top again. Bus stop glass bursts, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back, forget getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little brothers is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Tip from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chasing street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to fly with my power, this is what now is about, brothers. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one cup, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Touch all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 between 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my thuns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get caught up. Pain to go through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Brothers roll up. From wheelchairs, my heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this law slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of too many. If that people really with me, get busy, load up the. Do more than just hold it, explode the until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rust, we rust. Flying, feel it, I feel it in my gut that we take these dudes to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now. My people's the time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. There's nothing else in the world. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man. What I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand and want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick stuff, but my name is biblical. Wonder what my secrets is. Enemies move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late, I'm mad, young, I'm laughing, cause I'm a cool brother. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you brothers, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, war gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a when you kill. Body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler. Purchased my reins. People throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got their work and complain. Women left me cause they thought I was finished. Shoulda knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight. Swelling my melon cause none of these brothers real. Heard they were telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Cash. All I need is one mic. One mic. Cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic. One mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
This is just a touch of day, y'all. And I had to put all that out there. In pieces for you, baby.
Man, make sure y'all keep staying tuned. I got a lot of stuff coming to y'all, man.
Remember, the truth shall set you free.
Okay?
Make sure y'all keep being thorough and wise. Because I am.